Good morning with our political observer, Alan Shartok. It's a Monday morning after what was a gorgeous hot summer weekend. And, you know, the last thing you want to see is someone on the road with a flat tire.
No, that's right. And in our little town of Great Barrington, the selectmen and the town government put in new curbs, a state grant, I think. And it turns out that these curbs that were put in are not good. So if you're going to drive into Great Barrington, be very careful about how you park, because tires are popping all over the place as the tire hits these new curbs, which were badly constructed and which will, at least according to one source close to the situation, told me would cost $90,000 to repair. Well, okay, you did it, so repair it. And by the way, my new Prius comes without a spare tire. So if you're going to have a popped tire, you're going to have somebody come and tow you. Not good.
We turn to what is seeming like another situation every single week in this country, Alan. Shootings. This time, more police officers killed. And the man who killed two police officers and a sheriff's deputy in Baton Rouge was a former Marine sergeant who served in Iraq and had no known ties to any extremist group. Name Gavin Eugene Long, carried out the attack Sunday on his 29th birthday. Also another former soldier.
Well, yeah. You know, the real question for so many people is this just a matter of mental illness, or is there a tie to Islamic State? The first thing we think is this tied to terrorism and to Islamic State, and yet we have a huge mental health problem in this country and access to guns. And, you know, you can have people who are really very disturbed doing this as opposed to somebody with ties. Now, let me tell you that if, in fact, what they're putting out is the Islamic people, ISIL or ISIS or whatever you want to call them, that you go ahead and kill in our name, there is always that, especially since they are not having sleeper cells. They're just saying to people, go kill. That is very dangerous. There are many people in the United States who think that the kinds of things we're seeing in France and in other places are not going to happen here. First of all, they all already are and have been. But second of all, they will. I have no doubt about it. As for me, I'm not going to obvious places where crowds are around. For example, I've always thought you got to be nuts to go around on New Year's Eve in Times Square. But a lot of people still do it. And a lot of people say, hey, we're not going to let them frighten us.
The Republican National Convention set to kick off, Alan, and dissident delegates stage perhaps a long shot last gasp effort to deny Donald Trump the nomination.
Ah, come on. The guy's gonna be the nominee. You know, journalists and others have to go look for ways to make as much story as they possibly can at what is going to be an infinitely boring convention. Fascinating choice of Mr. Pence for vice president. I don't think it really helps, except maybe to carry Indiana, a crucial state. But already there's dissonance between Trump and he. Trump is now saying, hey, I was out there opposing the war in Iraq. Well, journalists have been looking like the Washington Post, and it turns out nobody remembers that. And Pence, of course, voted for it. And in a somewhat awkward press conference, they had to duke it out. And Leslie Stahl on 60 Minutes really stuck it to him and made it clear that there was this difference. How can you oppose Hillary Clinton for doing it and then say it's okay that my vice president made a mistake? Because a lot of people made a mistake.
Turkey, President Erdogan, and a failed coup.
It's a tough one. You know, David, I've often thought that we make mistakes because we make things worse. You get strong men and we say you got to have democracy, and then it turns out that the democracy is going to produce people who really want to kill the United States and other places. So in this case, Erdogan has been cracking down. He has been anti-democratic in a long history of movement. On the other hand, would we really be better off if the military were in charge of Turkey? Now, in this case, the military have always been the ones who have tried to ensure a secular state. But Erdogan is, of course, of Islamic extraction. He has always tried to make the case that Turkey's an Islamic state. And yet, you still have a functioning democracy, although decreasingly so. If I'm the United States, I'm telling you, I stay out of this one because I don't think it helps anybody to get involved in a situation which is going to be volatile.